In the summer of 1865, Waterloo druggist Henry C. Wells suggested remembering war dead by placing flowers on their graves. The following year, he and General John B. Murray rallied the support of other veterans and made plans for a village-wide commemoration on May 5, 1866. 2 years later, Waterloo joined with other communities in holding their observance on May 30th. Richard Schreck, research chairman for the 1966 Memorial Day Centennial Committee, says Waterloo's claim as birthplace of Memorial Day is unique.
It was the first well-planned, village-wide performance of a day dedicated entirely to honoring the war dead.
New York State, the U.S. Congress, and President Lyndon B. Johnson in a presidential proclamation in 1966 officially recognized Waterloo as the birthplace of Memorial Day. The full schedule can be found on the web at waterloony.com. I'm Dick Evans.